Locker room chats continuing here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM, Hiawatha. It's brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, and we're now joined by boys basketball coach, that is Gary Smith. Coach, let's talk about the holiday break a little bit. You know, coming off the game against Riverside, you guys win it 35-34 prior to the break. That game actually played at Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City. I guess before we kind of dive into the break, how nice was it and how cool was it to kind of play in a venue like that?
Well, you know, I had my apprehension, you know, to start with, thinking about going down there. But, you know, it turned out, you know, fine. They sure treated us good. And you know, it was a good experience for the kids.
Got the nice win as well again, 35-34. And, you know, just how nice was it in that regard to get a little momentum going into that break?
Well, obviously, you know, when you're able to come out on top, you know, you feel a lot better about that. And we were able to do that and go into break, you know, off a win. And so in result, it was good on that part.
What things did you work on, you know, throughout the course of that practice time during the break? Did you have kind of a mindset of certain things you were looking at to get better? Was it more of an individual kind of thing and just working in that regard? Just how do you kind of utilize that practice time during the break?
Well, you know, I've never been one to put in a bunch of new stuff, you know, over break or anything like that. At that point, in my opinion, you recognize what it is you're not doing all that well, and you work really hard at it to try to get better at it. And so in result, you know, that's basically what we've done, try to, you know, work at things that we haven't done as well as we need to, and obviously get a lot of shots up and you know, work on your defense and things like that. But, you know, it's been good. Seems like we've had a lot of practice time, which is, I guess, good, and we'll be ready for a game.
Yeah, ready for it on Friday. You're back at home against Royal Valley to kick off the 23 portion of the schedule. You know, you look at this Royal Valley team, the defending league champs. They made it all the way to a state title game a year ago, but, you know, they lose a lot from that team, and they're off to a 3-3 start, but still a very challenging squad that's going to give you some fits. What do you expect from this Royal Valley team this week?
Well, you know, like you said, I expect, you know, some good things out of them for sure. And, you know, they had that success a year ago, and actually they had, you know, the year before that, they had the same bunch of kids. And so they've had that success, and, you know, I know they graduated pretty much everybody. But anytime, whether you're sitting on the bench or being a part of it in practice, you know, they can see it from those kids that are doing well and understand what that takes and why those other kids were good. And, you know, that's important in any program that you're building. So, you know, they learned a lot from a year ago, even though they didn't get a chance to play a lot of minutes. But I'm sure it's helped them a lot this year, and I'm sure their coach thinks it's helped them a lot.
Finally, Coach, just what's your expectations for your team coming back after the couple weeks off and a few keys to get a win on Friday against Royal Valley?
Well, we're going to have to figure out, you know, ways to be able to score the ball, you know, more than what we have. And you know, we worked at that, and hopefully that'll, you know, show up a little bit. But, you know, we know that, you know, there's some real solid teams in the league, and there's some teams that are very close as far as, you know, abilities, and you know, we're going to have a chance on Friday for darn sure, and we feel like any night out that we're going to have a chance. But in the same sense, we know that we're going to have to play well. So hopefully we'll do some things well and be able to get some a little more offense going, and in result, hopefully it'll end up on our favor.
Hiawatha boys basketball coach Gary Smith joining us, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Redhawks back to it at home on Friday, welcoming in Royal Valley. A Big 7 tilt on KNZA 103.9 and the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net. Coach, we appreciate it very much, and we will see you on Friday.
All right. Thanks for your time.